sometimes you write songs that are terribly personal, you know, about something you're going through, and then you take those songs into the studio and record them and put them on a record and release that record and then go on tour and sing this terribly personal song to friends and strangers night after night. And then there are other times when you're sitting at the bar just eavesdropping, as you'll do, and you hear about somebody else's kind of nightmare they're working through, and you co-opt their horrible story, and you turn that into a song, put it on a record, and go out and sing it to friends and strangers night after night. More seldom than either of those two scenarios is when you're sitting at the bar eavesdropping, as you might do. You overhear somebody else's personal nightmare, steal it, make it a song, put it on a record, go out, sing it to friends and strangers night after night, and slowly start to realize that those people's shit is turning into your own personal living nightmare. And that's what this song is. I suppose it makes me some sort of like hillbilly Nostradamus or something like that, which is comforting in its own way, knowing if I lose like an arm or something and I can't play this guitar anymore, I can at least like start up a 1-800 hotline, you know, and give people their futures in a little jingle.